Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. Today we're doing a video again. Kind of doing a couple of these because it's coronavirus time. So we're shut in for probably another week or two just to shelter in place. So I'm doing videos and just doing my reviews on that. And this week I wanted to sit down and do a series that actually came out twice. It was the Altered Carbon, as you can see. Altered Carbon. So the previous Altered Carbon was a really good series. I did a review on that. If you check that out, that's the previous series for one. And Takashi Kovacs was the main character. And he re-sleeved and he became this white guy. And the white guy came through and he woke up, I think, 300 years later. If you don't know about the Altered Carbon, is what they have is your existence, your mind, your brain, your soul, or whatever, is placed into a stack. And that little stack is like a little pendulum or pendant, and it slides in the back of a person's neck. And what they do, they put them in a new body, and that new body is called a sleeve. So as you become a sleeve, your existence is in a new body. So people go and they do whatever they want within that actual sleeve. And they can hold out and sit around and the existence doesn't do anything until you re-sleeved and go back in there. So you have a society of the haves and haves not. And the last series kind of brought you around to what goes on. The haves was in this in a certain area, and then the have-nots was down there, and they was doing illegal stuff back and forth. It gave you a whole look of like Blade Runner, so it had that. But then they showed daytime, which totally looked kind of crazy. But majority of it was at night and grimy. You had bounty hunters and stuff like that, so it was really interesting. So I was looking forward to season two, and season two turned out to have Anthony Mackie as the lead character. I like him. He was okay. Did really well on The Bankers, if you get to see that. But then we turned around and he was on here. So this Altered Carbon second season, I have to be honest, I gave up on it on the second episode. I gave up. I was like, this is like boring. The characters really aren't really getting to me. They brought back some older characters and it really didn't have any substance to it. But I left and then I came back because I'm getting a couple of reviews saying that he did really well. So I started looking at the whole series and it turned out to be a lot better. Not as good as I think the first one, because the first one was so different. I think that captivated you. But to proceed it on, this was almost like a standalone. You didn't really have to see the first one. It was Takashi Kovacs, black guy, into the new sleeve. But then you turn around and Takashi, they cloned him. And he was, you cannot, because it's illegal to clone an actual stack. And they cloned the stack and put it back into another body. So you got both of them there, the original Kovacs and then the clone Kovacs. So it's in this series. But this one is based on him coming back, doing a job. And then after he does the job, he would be cleared of any wrongdoing that he done so he can leave this planet wherever he's on. And so they did that. But it turns out his old girlfriend, who actually made stacks, came back, and we find out that there's an alien culture that was on the planet seeking revenge. And I'm going to get into a lot of details on it. But it wound up to be more interesting than the first two episodes. It started building on. So it actually worked out, and it was a little better than what I expected. And so I was able to see the whole thing all the way through. The acting was a little average. It wasn't outstanding, just like the first one wasn't outstanding. But the storyline was different. So if you took to both stories, you'll find that both stories were pretty different. And then you're looking at it in a different way. But it wound up to be a really good series. If you see the first one and you liked it, you definitely want to be patient with this one. But if you didn't see the first one, you see this one, you'll be more interesting of how this is all going on. So there's a lot of stuff that you may not know about. But that, it was a pretty decent series. And it wasn't that many either. I think it was 10 episodes on that. Which takes me to the animated series, the anime. I think it's Japanese. And it's Altered Carbon Resleeved. Netflix did both of these. So Netflix jumped right on in and say, look, we're going to take advantage of this and we're going to do that. So this one was like an hour and 20 minutes, maybe an hour 20 something. But this one was a lot more different. And there was a lot more special effects, a lot more excitement, a lot violent too. So it's a lot of that was going on. But this one was based on Kovacs coming back, protecting a little girl because the Yakuza was there and the Yakuza was moving on to the next leader. And each leader has to physically die. Their actual stack had to be, you know, destroyed. So there's only one leader. So each time a leader moves on, a stack is killed and you keep going from that. And the young lady who does the actual tattoos, who preps the ceremony, they was trying to kill her. And then there's a reason for that too. But that one, I thought the resleeve was really, really good. It was exciting. It was visually exciting. And it gave you a different storyline. So each and every one of these series was a different storyline that could be a really standalone. But the anime one I just thought was really, really good. And it was limited characters in there, so it wasn't all over the place. They didn't bring in old characters, so that was a good thing. They didn't bring in any old characters as well. So if you're looking at all of that and you say, wow, this is pretty cool, let me go see the Altered Carbon series, it's going to be a little different. It gives you an idea. It gives you a lot more detail with the Netflix real life series. But I really liked it when it came to that. So this one was, the Resleeve was a really, really good series. So if you want to see anything, if you haven't seen any of them, start with this one. If you don't like anime, then start with a season one. If you don't want to see season one and you like Anthony Mackie, jump onto that one. So you got really good options of going from that. But pretty good. It was pretty good. It wasn't one high on my list, but it happened to be a pretty good series that I kind of enjoyed. So Altered Carbon series season two, I think it's 10 episodes, and Altered Carbon Resleeves is the anime movies, not a series, it's just a movie. And hopefully they'll do a little more than that. But those are my two reviews for the two Altered Carbon. I hope you enjoy it. This is Michael, your bougie black brother. And Fade to Black Cinema, you can see every Wednesday. Every Wednesday we try to get some kind of review. I'm stacking them up now because there's nothing much to do. So I'm sitting around seeing a lot of damn movies and TV series. But Alicia will be back. We're going to do The Banker and Madam C.J. Walker. So we're going to do two of those. It'll be our black series and we will go from there. BougieBlackBrother.com or Fade to Black Cinema on all podcasts or Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube, and you can check us out there. So I'm going to have a couple of there. If I get bored, I'm just going to move out from that. But outside of that, I thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Fade to Black Cinema.